We're back, baby. Yes, it is. Big Wigs podcast with my girl Anna Roisman. I was listening to this movie and they said my Jew that has a lot to do, and I thought that was perfect.
Wow. Perfect, but also borderline.
Is it okay if I say that? And I am Andrea Lopez, and thank you guys for listening. Thank you for supporting so far.
I know. I got to say, thank you so much for supporting this podcast, okay? You're doing amazing, sweetie. No, it really does mean the world to us. I wanted to say that up front. You guys, we're new, and I feel like we have a core family right here, and it's amazing, but we also need to spread the love. So if you are listening to this, I mean, like, even just any review, any rating, you know, text it to a friend or your mom, right? Whoever. The more you can help us spread the word about Big Wigs, the better. Because guess what? We are our own publicists right now. So how cute is that?
That's how Big Wigs do it. We are the PR team. We are the marketing team. We are HR.
The production Anna team.
The production team. If Anna touches my ass inappropriately, gives it a little slap, guess who she's telling? Me.
Yeah, I'm telling her. I'm saying that's what happened from one state to another over our Zoom call. No, I'm so happy we're back. We're doing it. You know, consistency is key, they say. And guess what, babe? We're consistent.
Right. We're consistent. Still on different coasts, but we are seeing each other actually this week, at the end of this week. So I'm super excited for that. We got another Chris and Courtney video come in because we can't stop now. Nope. Anna, we're on a roll, baby.
Baby, we are on a roll, okay? The world is loving the bootleg Chris and Courtney, you know, videos.
Wish.com. Poshmark, Chris and Court.
I'm excited about it. Yeah, we're going to have another video coming out. We're going to be in the same city. We're going to see each other a couple times in the next week, which is going to be very cool. And you never know. You never know. Maybe we'll make two videos. Who the freak knows?
Who knows? What are you, Owen Wilson? Who knows?
Oh, wow. Wow. There you go.
It could be. I just want to give a shout out to New York. Mother damn nature. It's 70 degrees in New York right now.
That's psycho. It's 51 in LA. This is how you know climate change is real, because it is unfucking believable that in February, which is like usually the coldest ever on the East Coast.
It's brittle. Is brittle? Not, that's not the word I'm looking
brisk.
For. Brutal. Brisk.
Brutal.
No.
Briskle. Brisket.
Prickle.
Yeah.
Brisket.
You know.
It's just, it's now freezing. Hungry. It's usually, it's bone chilling cold is what I'm trying to get at. With the wind tunnels, and New York is just known for just being so freaking freezing. And I was driving home today and I was like, wait a minute. I got my windows open. It was insane. It was so warm. And I just checked and it was actually 70. I was going to go for like 62, but it's 70, so
it's crazy. It's throwing me off because I'm flying in tomorrow, and you know I'm like, coat situation is stressing me out because I'm coming for like a while, like, you know. And when I'm like traveling for a long time, you know, we talked about coats and packing. It's like, fuck,
oh yeah,
how many do I bring? I want to bring one, and so maybe I'll just sweat, you know, if it's too heavy. So
sweat
be
through
it.
You have to wear the coat to the airport.
Yes, you have to wear
obviously
it.
to save the space. But if you have, my issue is if you're working and you're also going to be out doing dinners, seeing people, so you got to bring like one going out jacket, one airport jacket, which is just for athleisure wear. There's a bunch of things happening.
Yeah. I'm going to make one work though for nights too, because my athleisure-y one is also fancy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a
like
big wig move.
I got a coat. Yeah. I got a big wig coat. You know, I got a coat I can rock day or night, honey. I just
that's
can't wait until I'm just wealthy enough. You guys know I'm pretending to be bi-coastal. I'm fake it till you make it. I'm pretending to be bi-coastal, but I do have an apartment in New York, but I have a subletter. But imagine the day when I can just have my coats there, so I can just get on a plane in a sweatshirt, get to New York. Oh my God, I have a closet full of my winter coats because it's wintery. Anyway, I'm just, you guys, I am winter-y. Putting it out there. This is going to happen where I have a closet on each coast that I can just get dressed in.
You have to. I was actually going to ask you. Now we can talk about this off record, but I am moving out of my apartment. Off record, off the books, disclosed. Are you kicking out your subletter, or are they signing a year lease with you? Because my lease is up in JC, and I'm trying to move either to Queens or Brooklyn or the city.
Mm, we have an agreement. We have an agreement until I believe September. So that's when I have to reevaluate my situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Because I was ready to move in. I'm ready to move into the Anna and Jared suite. And you honestly, you guys could stay, obviously.
Thank you.
And technically you would be bi-coastal then.
Yeah. I mean, it'll happen. It's going to happen. I don't know that we're going to, the goal is to not have to fully sublet it. You know what I mean? Maybe a month at a time or something. But so we'll see. We got to reevaluate then. Anyway, I'm giving you guys all my personal deets. how are you? How was your Valentine's Day? That's my biggest question of the day. We shit on Valentine's Day last week. It is February 15th. We have gone through the ropes. Okay. We all made it. Can I just say congratulations if you're out there and you fucking hate this holiday, or maybe you're single and it's triggering because you love the holiday, or you're in a relationship and you're like, my husband didn't do shit. Anyway, congratulations, because it's post Valentine's Day. We've all made it through. So give me your rundown. How was it?
So you have another 364 days to go through your life again, and then we're back on Valentine's Day. No, I was actually going to put a PSA out because I edited our clips down of Valentine's Day, and I go, we sound like spinsters. I was like, I hate Valentine's Day. Honestly, if you say I love you about your significant other on Instagram, I'm unfollowing you. That was so unhinged, so unnecessary.
You did get intense about that.
I got so intense. Okay, I want to clarify. I was going to clarify on Instagram. I said no. They have to go to the podcast to hear my clarification.
Wow. Okay.
I saved it for here. I recorded it 10 times, wasted 30 minutes of my life, but here we are again.
Put a PSA up? Like, I'm sorry, really? I do love.
I was going to say.
You didn't say you don't love love, though. I'll back you up here.
Right. Okay, good. Because I didn't want it to sound like that. I truly love. I love when my friends find love. I just think that social media has made these unrealistic expectations to have to pour your heart out to somebody you're dating, or like a best friend. If it's somebody's birthday, there's all of these unwritten expectations that you have to post, or else no one will know that you're that's a part of your life.
Right.
So I got all these like DMs yesterday. They were like, you didn't post for Nikki. And I'm like, guys, we come on now. We hang out. Like, I'm just not that type of person to just put it all. It's a comedy based page. And Nick and I do comedy together. So of course he's like a part of that life.
Yeah.
Like a part of the whole shtick of my page. But what I meant to say is, I just don't like when it feels forced, when somebody writes their whole entire paragraph about their person. And that's when I know that they're not doing the nasty.
Damn.
If you have to pour,
because they have the time to, they have the time to like go through, you know, paragraphs.
Yes. You complete me. My life literally didn't exist without you. All that shit. That's crazy talk. It's like that, to that level. That's what I don't like.
Can I tell you my pet peeve? Because you brought it up for me. You triggered something in me. I don't like when people marry their best friend. Okay. When they're like, I'm just so excited to marry my best friend. No, you're marrying the person you have sex with that turns you on, that
we know
it's
your best friend,
fucking queen, that treats you, you know, you are royalty to them. No, I always tell Jared, I'm always like, just so you know, like, I love you, you're not my best friend. Okay. You'll never be my best friend, but I love you. You know, you could be my soulmate. I don't know if that's a real thing, but you could be my soulmate.
Right.
You're not my best friend. You know, if I do it, if I do it, then the world is turned upside down if I say you're my best friend. But it's just a pet peeve of mine. But I hear you about the paragraphs, and
men and women are so different. So to say you're best friends, you can say that if you guys started as best friends and you grew up together in your cute little cul-de-sac, and you were no romantically not involved, and then later on in life you guys kind of like rekindled after college, and you're like, literally, you have been my best friend for life.
Wow.
There's always exceptions, but that's the one thing. But men and women are so different that I always find it funny when they're like, you're literally my best friend. I go, girl, where are your girls at? Who do you call when... It's got to be somebody else. Who do you go to when you want to talk about like his farts and like his like stank ass feet and his like swamp ass in bed the next day? Like, who do you go to complain to? That's not your best friend.
No.
That's your life partner.
Yeah, exactly. So that being said, you did do a post. You did have Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yes.
You just said to me, all I remembered, can I just say from our last episode, is you didn't like the gushy stuff. You don't, you're not a, we're not super PDA people. You're not going to post all the mushy gushy stuff, but it, you still believe in love and you support everybody's relationships. Oh. Love is love is love. So yeah.
A rose is a rose is a rose.
There you go.
I love love, and I love when my friends tell me they found their perfect person. I love all that. But yeah, it's the gushy oversharing stuff that I don't think that everybody else needs. It doesn't need to be made public.
Right. You want to keep stuff for the bedroom.
It's like, why does anybody else need to know that? You obviously are with that person and you obviously do lovey-dovey things. And yeah. I also just find it's like Megan Fox when she has to go and delete all of MGK from her entire feed. One, who has the damn time? Hopefully an intern did that. But two, now if you guys get back together, you got to start from scratch.
They're probably archived. You know what I mean? You could probably just easily unshadow all of those. Boom, 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 boom.
Unban. So Valentine's Day was super sweet. We, after our restaurant talk, being like, we're not doing a restaurant. I'm not playing bingo in a restaurant, Anna.
No.
I know what you meant. The servers play bingo. I got you.
Yes, yes, yes. We make fun of the patrons who are Valentine's-ing, you know?
Valentine's-ing. So Nick says, hey, come over to my place. I'm like, all right, you sure? Like, you can come over to my place. He's like, no. It's going to be just you and me. It'll be a great night. I'm not doing anything crazy. I just want to, like, make dinner. I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. We decided we were going to do, like, a low-key dinner. I have a busy week. He's traveling. He has a show this weekend. So we were just thinking, let's just do a low key. So I get there, open the door. I have to pee so bad because I came from Jersey to Brooklyn. So I was like, I have to pee so bad. So I race in, drop my bag. You guys know my bladder. It's the size of a pea. When I'm driving long distances, as soon as I get to my destination, I have to pee.
See?
So I drop my bag.
Best friends.
Exactly. I walk in. It's dark. All the candles are on. There's like a fireplace YouTube video on the TV.
Oh, stunning.
I was like, wait, what? I wasn't expecting this at all. It was my favorite snacks. It was a charcuterie board. It was my favorite tequila, Clase Azul. And then he had like the whole kitchen set up to like cook together. And I thought, oh my God, that was so thoughtful. He really is like one of those like secret romantic guys that once you start dating, the romantic side comes out. And he always was like, Dre, that's like my thing. That's what I'm good at. And I never believed him. Aww. But he truly is. He has such a romantic side. He gets it out of me because sometimes I struggle with being romantic and gushy. And I'm like, stop. I don't have feelings. But it was so, so sweet. And
that's so
he had all
nice.
These pictures of us. Yeah. And it was really cute. And then we made dinner. And yeah. And
what'd
then we watched
make?
The Last of
dinner?
Us.
What'd you make?
Dinner was he cooked breaded chicken cutlets.
Nice.
With a delicious salad that his mama was makes. It's with like cucumber, tomatoes, onions, avocado, salt, pepper, olive oil, and fresh lemon juice. And it's like this delicious, goes so good with
kind of
meat.
Like an
it's
Israeli
just such
salad.
A,
yeah.
Yes. Yes. Like add Greek, add feta cheese, and it's very that Mediterranean feel. And then some pasta. So really just a simple dinner.
Love it.
It wasn't
love it.
Duck confit. Yeah, but it was super cute and we hung out and yeah, low key.
So cute.
What about you?
What about me? Well, you know, it started off pretty rough.
not even well, after kidding. I watched back our videos, I was like, oh my God, we hate Valentine's Day. No, we love it.
No, I like it. Here's the thing. I surprised myself yesterday, actually, on Valentine's Day. I really didn't expect myself to get so into the holiday, but
You know,
Jared's a romantic and he usually has like kind of like what you said with Nick. Jared every year always has like flowers and candy and like shit I love and like whatever like set up. And I like walked out of the bedroom and I was like, nothing. Okay, let's go on with our day. And he was like super busy with work. And I was like, well, can we at least like go to our like, you know, favorite coffee shop and like get drinks or something, you know, or juice. That's what we did. I was like, I want a juice. And he was like, let's go do that. So we went and got juices. And then we like came home and we both worked. And then like I was like on a call and he like jetted out of the apartment like midday. He was like,
and like be right back.
Yeah, literally like left. And I knew he was going because I said, oh, weird. nothing for Valentine's Day.
You know, interesting.
Wow, we're just so busy. Unless this was his plan all along. And here's the thing. I knew he had a plan all along because he comes back, drops, has a bag and flowers, roses. You know, I like roses because my name's Anna Rose, so it's always been my flower. And no, just, you know, like disrespect. I love all flowers, but like a rose, when your name is Anna Rose, like you need roses in your
life. Mean, you're kind of stuck with that. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. My parents did that to me. So he came back with a dozen roses that are beautiful. I'm staring at them right now. And he had a bag. And then he's like, I got to get on a Zoom. Don't open this. And I was like, it was like those TikTok videos where like the kids get like, you know, cookies put in front of them. And they're like, don't eat these until I come back. You know, and they're like,
I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Yeah. And but it was like 2 hours and I'm like doing work and stuff. And we were going to record. And then she's like, I got to go. And I was like, well, now I got to sit here until he's done. And then I got to open the bag. Are you ready? I gagged. It was so fucking great. He a beautiful card. And Jared's amazing at writing cards. Like he should write like a romance novel. He's really good. I got zero.
Really?
For him. So good. Yeah. He's so thoughtful and like sweet and writes like really nice, like poetic, detailed cards.
I do see that from Jared. He's such like everything. He's just so mellow and relaxed and the sweetest face.
Maybe around you. I'm like mellow and relaxed. And no, he's been stressed beyond. I'm like last night. I'm like, you're shaking the couch with your leg moving. Excuse me, sir.
Restless leg syndrome.
I open the bag and it's like candies, mostly candy he loves. He was like, these are for us. So I was like, yeah, obviously, because you love giant Reese's. They were like the big Reese's hearts and stuff. And then at the bottom of the bag, he got me these earrings that I have wanted for so long. Okay. Shout out Jennifer Fisher hoop earrings. They're hollow inside, so they're light, and they're just like a gorgeous hoop earring. I love hoops. I have wanted these earrings for so long. She has two stores, one's in Beverly Hills and one's in New York on like Fifth Ave. She's bi-coastal like me.
How did he know? Because I've never once gotten a piece of jewelry from a guy that was spot on what I ever wanted.
Oh, but you have to train them. I have thrown these in his face for years, probably a year. Maybe I'm always like the Jennifer Fisher hoops. Oh my God. Do you love these? Do you love these? You know, show them the Instagram. I'm not fucking playing hard to get over here. I am fully putting it out there, but I did have them open on my phone and on my computer. Cause I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy them for myself. I'm going to buy them for myself. There's a couple times there's things I'm just going to buy myself. And I was planning to buy those. And I said to him, you know, how did you pick a style? I don't know if this is the style I want. I might exchange them for the style I want, but still, he nailed it. And I said to him, how did you know which ones I wanted? Because there's three different styles that I definitely have had open. He goes, I went on your browser and I checked your search history. And then I felt violated. Then I go, now this got weird. What?
Excuse me?
Because we've never been the type of couple to like check each other's phones or text messages.
Yeah, no.
Or like we're really not invasive like that. So when he said that, I like my mouth dropped to the ground and I was like, you checked my search history? He's like, yeah, just for like this designer. And I was like,
in the search bar. He's not going through your whole history, right?
Who knows?
What are you worried about, Anna? What are you worried about him seeing?
All my nudes that I send to all those men out there, you know? My OnlyFans.
Your OnlyFans trial run? Yeah.
Yeah, you know? No, it just felt weird because I was like, he's never said that before in all 6.5 years we've been together. And I was like, you what?
Completely.
He was like, and you kept talking about them last week. You were like, I'm going to buy these earrings. Should I buy these earrings? You think I should get these? Do you like these? And he was like, and I fucking ordered them like weeks ago. So I had to sit on this. I'm like, yeah, of course you did because you stole my computer anyway and checked my search history. So then we
ordered. But he did a good job because he did a good job.
He did a good job. And then we ordered in sushi, which was nice. And then we watched like 5 minutes of that Ashton Kutcher Reese Witherspoon movie.
Immediate no for me. What do you think?
No, well, like, I fell asleep, Anna, so I guess it wasn't immediate.
Five minutes in. No, it's the two of them. It's just I remember Reese as such a strong Legally Blonde blew my mind to like it literally opened my eyes up to like to Reese Witherspoon to the world.
I mean,
to
Big
college,
Little Lies.
To law school. Big Little Lies.
She's
what? Why was it the word? Was it the writing? Because I thought it was so cheeseball. And I know that Netflix is like doing all these rom-coms. They're just getting big names to get the allure. But I was hate watching it.
I know. It felt, I was kind of, it was like cheesy, cringe cheesy is
cringe
like,
cheese.
Yeah. It was like, wait, these are huge stars. And this is like a very like, just light, like whatever script. I don't know. Yeah. I was kind of like, wait, I feel like a better writer now. I do know the woman who wrote it and she's very talented and she had Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. She wrote that with, like, I don't know her personally, but I know of her. And I wonder if the network like wants it to be that, like, you know,
cheesy.
Simple? I don't know. Cheesy. Yeah. Like if they're like, these kinds of scripts appeal more to our audience than like something more sophisticated. I don't know. But yeah, it was kind of cheesy. I mean, I only saw like 5 to maybe 18 minutes and then I was out. I was out. But that was,
I was using it as a, love that. Love that. We watched The Last of Us, which is so good and also not romantic at all.
I'm on episode 2 or 3. I'm not caught up, but we started it.
I'm on episode 4 now. Like starting episode 4. I'm addicted. It's so good. Episode 3 was kind of, we can have a whole the Last of Us special episode because it's such an interesting concept.
That's
of
the
show.
It's a, I was going to say that's the reason I wanted to watch it is cuz everyone's review on episode 3 was so good that I'm like, and I'm not, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh. It has something to do with the show, but it's just an unexpected storyline that you're thinking, what?
Yeah, I'm excited.
But unlike The Last of Us, all the characters have really good chemistry, but your Place or Mine with Ashton and Reese, of them, it's just, I'm not getting chemistry.
I know.
I loved Ashton with Natalie Portman. Thought that was cute. Thought that worked. I even got Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
Like that even made sense to me. But the two of them, I don't know what it is. I need Reese with a rancher. I need Reese out in the country, kind of like Sweet Home Alabama vibes. But Ashton is such a, it's not that. And he looked very lanky. Did you see him with the shirt
thin.
Off?
He looked. Yeah, he looks thin in it.
Is it fatherhood? What's happening, Ashton? You're looking very bare bones. I need meaty Ashton.
I really liked the drama of the press tour, too, where he wasn't holding her. Did you see this? Like, he wasn't, like, putting his arm around Reese, and everyone was like, do they hate each other? And then, like, he said in an interview, like, my wife called me, Mila Kunis, and was like, put your fucking arm around her. Like, look like you guys like each other. He's like, I know. He was like, I was weird because if I put my arm around her, people are like, oh, they must really like each other. And it's true. I'm sure when you're doing a press tour like that, of that caliber, you're like, I just don't want to deal with these comments and these, you know, reactions. So I'm just going to keep it neutral and just look, smile and barely touch this person next to me. But it was so fun. So I was like, I had seen all that. I was like, I got to watch the movie, but I didn't watch it. I really, you know,
save yourself the boredom. Don't watch it. I mean, I love Reese separately and I love Ashton. So I wanted to see the movie just because I support them. But it was so, news needed some booze. It was a little slow and just like expected, but that's my review on that. But The Last of Us, fully support it, get into it, watch it.
I will.
It's awesome.
Speaking of chemistry, can we talk about some of the couples that revealed themselves for Valentine's Day? A lot of people really embraced the holiday and decided to hard launch their relationships. What do you think about Emrata and Eric Andre? What was your take on that?
What an interesting way to hard launch.
For those who don't know, it's a fully naked photo of them with like emojis over their genitals. And
it's done like, artistically, though.
Yeah, it's a cool photo. I mean, OK, I'm curious on your take. You said what an interesting way to hard launch. Someone who doesn't like mushy launches. It wasn't very mushy.
I liked the elusiveness of it. You have no idea what the hell is going on, except you know they either just banged or are going to. But no, they for sure just banged. So basically, Eric, it's a picture of Emrata. She's taking it with her phone. The reflection of her is in the mirror, naked. She's got a little heart on her little tush. And then Eric Andre's on the couch, naked, got a little smiley face over his bush.
It's
and
very
then their
like, let me draw you like,
about.
I was going to say, it's very like, let me draw you like one of my French girls, his position.
I I love the obscurity. And Em always says she kind of likes that dad bod. She likes that chill vibe. Eric's great. I've met the guy. One random night in LA, went to Eric Andre's birthday. He always has a sidewalk, like a block party birthday. And he briefly passed by and I was like, oh, happy birthday. His friend was a friend of my friend. Basically, I was 6 degrees of separation from this guy. Literally, I was a friend of a friend of a friend invited me here, second cousin. So I went, but he loves to party. They're a surprising couple, wouldn't put them together. I liked the hard launch. It kind of teased it. I didn't even feel like it was real. What did you think?
I loved it. I loved it. You know me, I love putting my ass on Instagram. Any butt photos, really, I'm so impressed by it. I thought it was like, let's launch extra hard. Let's be hard while we launch. You know what I mean? It was like, it created the term hard launch for me. I thought it was funny. I think they're both, she's funny, and I think she likes a comedian, and I felt like they're both true to themselves and like kind of have been through, you know, I feel like bullshit in the past. And it was like, I'm glad they found each other. And I thought their photo was hot. I was like, yeah, I get it. And
He's very funny. I love the Eric Andre show. It's a dry, random humor that's super fun. It was the one thing in the picture that, it's in my nightmares. It was his rolled up sock on the floor.
Yeah, there was a roll.
You know, when you're about to do the dirty and you struggle with getting the pants off, it's like that one thing that just makes you kind of turned off. You're like, wait a minute, this was going so good, except I can't get these pants past your fat cankles. And it's this rolled up sock for me. And you know, when you just like rip clothes off, the sock becomes a ball and it's like tossed across the room.
Yeah.
And in the moment, you're like so into the moment. It's sexy. And then like the aftermath is just like... ew, like your sock, dude. Like, ew. And then, like, you know, I mean, whatever. I could get really graphic with this, but just imagine, like, everything else is sexy and cute, and you guys are like making out post.
I love that the sock is bothering you. I'm like, she's such a tidy girl. She's like, that fucking rolled up sock, I can't handle it.
which is funny on me. My first roommate out of college, she had a dog. She still has the dog, Ashland. And the dog would swallow whole my ankle socks. And she would have to give it vomit-inducing medicine to make the dog vomit.
Throw up your socks?
My socks.
Oh, God.
Poor puppy. But the socks, like, it wasn't my fault. Like, those little tiny socks, they just roll up so easily. And then the dog eats it. But that's the image I got. And I'm not even a tidy person. It's just something about a rolled up sock that is just cringy. I don't want to see it. Nothing turns me off like a rolled up dirty ass sweat sock.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. I'm coming to her place on Friday. I'll make sure my socks are fucking folded neatly or on my feet. On my feet. Wait, we had other couples on Valentine's Day. Who we had the J-Lo and Ben tattoos. What do we think about? Was this
Ben Affleck? Was this because of their drums that's been going on recently?
Yeah. I was like, was this planned beforehand or just, you know, I don't think any tattoos are super, super planned, but okay.
Unless it's a late night hitting the tattoo parlor, 2 a.m. wasty face, then maybe. But I don't know if you guys know, but Ben Affleck has truly the most atrocious back tattoo. It's a dragon across his entire back. It's colorful.
Really?
It's a multicolored dragon. Covers top to bottom.
Oh, my God. My brother has a tattoo from top to bottom on his back, too, and I hate it. I think it's too much ink. Too much ink on this body.
What is it of, though?
The Millennium Falcon. Millennium Falcon. I always confuse Millennium and Millennial because I'm a Millennial. And
Millennium
Falcon. You know, the ship on the Star Wars movies, the big ship. He has the whole
the
fucking ship on his back. He won't listen to this podcast, so I can shit on his tattoo. But
of course.
It must have taken years to perfect this. But one day I was like, yo, dude, you have a huge ass spaceship on your back. And he was
on your back.
Millennium Falcon, Anna. Get it straight. Okay. Sorry. I didn't know that Ben had a dinosaur.
People call it the Phoenix.
Oh.
They're saying it was fake for a movie, but then it's still on his back.
So it wasn't fake for a movie. He just liked it.
It was, yeah. He kept it. Yeah.
Cute.
But it was like mixed reviews for a while, but it's like a super colorful dragon and it comes out of his left ass cheek and then it covers all of his back and it's this huge colorful wings.
Whoa.
It's something you would see on that artsy girl in your art school's like left calf and you're like, oh yeah, that's cool. But this is his whole back.
Wow.
So I say all that to say Ben Affleck is no stranger to tattoos.
Okay.
Done and done.
J-Lo probably has tattoos.
I feel like she must. Yeah. It was a very simple tattoo they got. It was an infinity sign.
Yes. Because their love is infinity.
Yeah. Infinity's tattoos are one of those very overdone. A lot of people have infinity signs with like love in it or... You know what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Right?
It felt forced for me. I like them. And I feel like we talked about how like they were in on the joke about his face during the fucking, you know, Grammys. And like, and then they did that Super Bowl ad was super cute. I loved the Dunkin' Donuts ad. But then throwing in the tattoo on Valentine's Day, I was like, wait, we know you guys love each other. We don't need you guys to ink it all up for us. We get it. I don't know. It felt very PR-y to me. It felt like a weird move. But maybe J-Lo's just like us, you know? She wants to post.
She's just like us.
She wants a tattoo. She's like, I love him.
I'm going to get a tattoo of it. The matching tattoos, though, it's catch-22. Sometimes I know people that have tattooed their significant other's, the other one's name on their body. They end up breaking up. It's an extreme measure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Especially when you're J-Lo and you've been married a billion times. That's extreme.
A billion times. But meanwhile,
you can also get it taken off.
Yeah, that's true. You can get it erased. It's freaking painful. J-Lo's ex, Mark Anthony, got engaged to like some 23-year-old. She's a stunning model and she's like 10 feet taller than him. And apparently she's pregnant. So yeah. I feel like J-Lo is acting out. She's like, oh, Mark Anthony got a 23-year-old pregnant. I'm going to get a tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How young can you go, bitch? This is a competition now.
I'm getting a tattoo.
Do you have any tattoos?
I don't. I've always said I was going to get one. And I came so close when my uncle passed away.
You guys can't see it. She was just pointed to her face. And I was like, really? A face tattoo? That's where you want to go
first? I wanted to get some stars just right around edging my eyebrow here. No. It would definitely be. I like the back of my elbow, like that area right above the arm.
Yeah.
I was going to get something there. And then, yeah. But then I just always, I thought, you know what? Let me think on this a little bit more. And then I revisited it and then I just never got it back. But
got it.
I'm definitely not opposed to them. I think there's so many cute tattoos. I've always wanted a finger tat. I was really inspired by Cara Delevingne's finger tat. And I thought there was really something there.
Okay. I support that.
But I don't tattoos. Have a single. I have a lot of piercings. But
I have zero tattoos. Also,
yes, we're clean, and I'm gonna blame it on like my agents. No, it's just because I've just truly never put the money down for a tattoo.
No, I never wanted one, and I still never want one on me. Is that crazy?
Interesting.
But I think it's so hot. Like I love like Travis Barker. Like I love like a sleeve or like a fully covered tattoo person. But for myself, I don't even like when a fucking bar stamps my hand. I am like, ew, gross, get it off me. I like literally hate ink. I love makeup, but I don't like any kind of, I never, as a kid, you know, kids were obsessed with like the fake tattoos that like rub on and rub off. I was like, ew, never. I always have a thing like Band-Aids. I'm so weird that I don't think I could ever get a tattoo. And I don't love needles. So, you know, I like a piercing. I will say I'm into getting pierced.
There's no piercing.
I'll suffer for a piercing. But I don't think I could sit through a tattoo and like be patient like that. Like, whew.
Some of them
take hours.
Yeah. Hours.
Yeah.
I was dating a guy and he said, yeah, I'm going to go get a tattoo. I was like, okay, cool. And we were in the beginning times of dating. And at this time, we were still figuring each other out, and I had no idea how long it was going to take. And he comes back like 8 hours later, and I'm like, "Where you been at? Where you been, bitch?" And he's like, "Oh, I just got a tattoo. It was on his back." And I was like, "Oh my god, it was massive. Cost upwards of $800."
It's Ben Affleck, like, and it's the Phoenix.
What?
I dated Ben Affleck for a couple of minutes.
Okay, humble brag.
It was also on his back, but I didn't know how much they cost. Like, they're ridiculous. Yeah. It's an investment. If you want to do the damn thing, you're investing. If it's humongous and if you want a good artist, there's a whole art behind it.
Yeah. No, I think it's cool. I'm fascinated by people's art and their stories behind their tattoos. I really am. I know myself, and I'm just one of those people that couldn't handle it. So, you know yourself and embrace it, you know? Like, I think that's, and people are like, once you get one, you're going to want more. And I'm like, you know, same with M&Ms. You know, I'm just going to eat chocolate. I could have said drugs. Instead, I went to M&Ms because I was like, that's literally what I have here for my Valentine's section.
I was trying to make a joke about that. Yeah, I was like, wow, that's such a clean, oh my God, PG-13. You want to eat Skittles? Okay.
Yeah. Or definitely. Cocaine.
Whatever it is. Whatever is your vice, you know?
Wait, can I talk about the other couple that launched? Can we talk about it? No one's going to care except for the Dancing with the Stars fans. But huge reveal yesterday. Hard launch across the board yesterday for people on Valentine's Day. I love it. I do love that some of the celebrities were like, let's do it on Valentine's Day. The couple, Daniel Durant and Britt Stewart, so Daniel Durant was in the movie Coda. He played the son. Mm-hmm. And then Britt Stewart is one of the Dancing with the Stars professionals. And they were partnered on the show last season that Teresa was on. Teresa, how good was that couple? Did you love them?
Yeah, they beat me. And like, I'm not going to try to be mean, but like, he can't even.
Stop!
Like, he's deaf. Well, he can't hear. But like, I he was better than me. But that's it. That's all I'm going to say. He was really good.
All right, Teresa, I don't want you to go back to jail. Anything.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Oh my God. No, I didn't say anything mean. That was fine. I just said that they're cute and he beat me and it was
he
crazy.
Did. Everyone beat you. I hate to say it, but you lost.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll see you on the dance floor. Okay. Anna from Philadelphia.
Okay, anyway, they hard launched their relationship. I called it from the beginning. I was obsessed with them. I said, she's learning sign language. They just the way they looked at each other, I was like, there's some kind of spark there. I hope they're having sex. Like, I would say that every week to Jared. I'd be like, oh man, they are hot for each other. I hope they're doing it off camera. And what do you know? Yesterday they launched their relationship and said, my Valentine. They're on tour together too right now. So it's almost like, of course you're going to
bone. He was invited for the Dancing with the Stars tour. So after the show finishes for the season, they go on tour.
Yeah, they're like Gabby, you know who? Bachelorette Gabby.
Gabby and Charli D'Amelio. Yeah. And, okay.
Yeah. Remember Gabby?
Yeah. Yeah, and she broke up right after the show ended, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, during the show. She's like, yeah. Eric was so great, but I was just like such a good dancer. I didn't need him anymore. Yeah. So I'm on tour. Yeah.
She was really good though. I'll give her props. Gabby was.
She was great. She could dance. Well, she was a cheerleader, so that makes sense. She could already dance.
But that's why I was pissed, because all these people danced before. Charli is a dancer. Gabby is a dancer. So like, hello.
You had a television show, like you're on a show.
Yeah, flipping tables. Like I wasn't doing like 1-2 step.
You
all right,
really pretty hair, Teresa. It's
thank good. You. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
Anyway, I don't think Teresa wasn't on the tour. Isn't on the tour, but they are on a tour. Yeah, like a show tour.
She was. She didn't make the cut, Anna. She didn't make the cut. I'll give you that.
It's usually like the top, like, you know, five or six dance like stars. And then or it's like whoever's available, I think, like schedule wise, who can go on the tour, because it's like they're literally going from city to city to do these dance shows. So, you know, it's a big deal. But anyway,
it's a big deal. I would take that job.
That'd be fun.
I was obsessed, obviously, Charli and Heidi D'Amelio. But then I really had a love of Emma Slater, and she was with partner, can't remember his name.
Ken Doll. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Ken Doll.
He looks like a Ken. Like, if there ever was one, I don't know why they casted Ryan Gosling for Barbie and Ken. It should have been this guy. I forget his name. He was in
Baywatch. I do too. He was like he's like a vampire actor. You know, listen to us. We're like, you know, that hot blonde guy. He's like a vampire. You know, now we sound like spinsters. You know, that kid who was in those fucking the vampire movies. No.
Now we really do. Who did she dance with? I'll never be able to find it. Oh, Trevor Donovan.
Thank you. Great. There we go. Trevor. He kind of was bad in the beginning. He kind of had a nice little journey. He turned it around like halfway through. He made it further than I thought he would. He wasn't a good dancer to begin with.
There are certain dances. Now, I don't know any type of the professional. There's all these rules with like the foot placements. So when I thought the judges like misjudged, I thought he was not even that great. But they're like, amazing. Bruno was raving about him. And I was like, okay, he just looks like that. But I didn't think he was. He elevated his dancing skills by the end of the season. Mm-hmm. I'll give him that. But I thought him and Emma had really a lot of chemistry.
My favorite thing about Dancing with the Stars is when they go, dancing the cha-cha with his partner, Emma Donovan. It's Trevor Donovan. Emma Slater. It's Trevor Donovan. I fucked it up. Dancing the waltz cha-cha with her partner, Trevor. It's Teresa Giudice.
Jared and I do that. That's a perfect video.
Thank you. We do that all day long. Like, that's like our foreplay. I'm not even kidding. When Dancing with the Stars is on, we straight up every second of the day, we're like, dancing the Viennese waltz with her partner, Andrea. It's Nikki Spangs. It's like better than like the SNL, you know, like Don
the
Pardo.
Intros.
Yeah.
So true.
The Dancing with the Stars one is the, because there's the such a rhythm to it. I don't know. I fucking love it. I love those intros. I want to go on
they
Dancing
are
with the Stars.
They are the best. I would say a lot of people think it's kind of like, oh, you are going on Dancing with the Stars. You have nothing else to book. But I think it's so fun. You get a good workout in. It's just such a fun experience.
You
Who would say no to that?
Skill. Yeah, you learn a new skill. You make a bunch of friends. You're on this show. You don't have to take it, you know, you don't have to be crazy competitive.
You're challenging yourself.
You perform. Absolutely. I think, yeah. Years ago, it used to be like D-list, D-list only. And mm-hmm. now it's like, mm-hmm. no, they get people from different walks of life who are successful in their own areas of whatever, you know, area of entertainment they're in. And they fucking learn how to become good dancers. It's so fun. It's so fun. I'm so glad you became a fan. I know you weren't watching until Teresa was on. And now you were like, I like the show.
Now I am full on a fan. When is it? Do you know when it comes back?
I don't know. No. Hopefully soon. My life
Funniest
is happier
part for me,
with it.
It is. No, it's such a fun thing. I like to have like a weekly thing that I'm going back and watching.
Yeah.
But I love the dynamic of Tyra Banks and Alfonso Ribeiro. The two of them, it's like, Alfonso. Yes, Tyra. Yeah. You look great. Like, they're just such a dynamic duo. They should do.
This was his first season. He wasn't on the last season. Maybe he was on.
Oh my God, he's new. I feel like he's been around at least a little bit.
Can I be on? Tyra, it was not her strong suit last year. Like, it was awkward. She was going off prompter for sure, because she'd say these questions that were like so like harsh and weird. And I love Tyra. And
Tyra's
come
off
on,
prompter.
I grew up on America's Next Top Model. We fucking love
Tyra. We were
Tyra
rooting
Banks.
For you.
Yeah. She would be like, Andrea, tell me about your dead parent. Like after like they danced, and it would be like, wait, what is Tyra asking?
They're out of breath. And she's like, well.
Yeah, she's like, you lost a parent last year. Tell me about that. And I'm like, damn, Tyra, going in hard. She like turned it into 2020 within like 5 seconds. She's like, you know what? Right. This is my fucking Barbara Walters moment. I'm going to give it to them hard.
That's what this is what she's trying to do. She's trying to book her next job. Tyra, just focus on the waltz here. OK.
Yeah.
Focus on the scores.
He balanced her out because like you're saying, they had this fun like bounce back and forth chemistry. And I think they had to add him because mm-hmm. it's no commercials now that it's on Disney Plus. So it was like a different format because they couldn't cut to commercial when the next couples like getting ready to come out, so it's just like, oh, we'll go up to the whatever he was in, like skybox Alfonso in the skybox, you know,
up down. Oh yeah, oh my God, all the different locations. Tyra Banks changing 5 different times.
Yeah,
sheesh.
Yeah,
I used to work with the makeup artist who works on Dancing with the Stars now. She did my makeup for Bring the Funny. That was really cool. But she always wins. She worked on Hailee's The Simpsons look. But she won an award for Dancing with the Stars because the makeup is so intense. Like the jewels and the hair, it's a whole thing.
Because every week is a theme, so it's really fun. Yeah. So they get to like, you know, they can do like Halloween week and Christmas week or whatever. You know, it's so fun. One day I'm going to go on that show. I'm just saying it here. And people are going to
put it out there.
Who knew she could
put
dance?
It out there.
Thank you. That's a big wig move, you know. Some might say D-list. I say big wig. Fuck that.
Some may say I know they are. I want them to get like old comedians on there. They've had some, but I really am interested in.
Yeah, they get more like athletes, reality stars. Bring the comedians. Maybe we should audition. Maybe we should send a tape.
A lot of reality stars. Yeah, the dynamic duo of us two. Dynamic duo, speaking of, let's talk about Amy Poehler and Kristen, not Kristen Wiig.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey. Tina Fey. Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
They're going on tour. They're going on freaking tour.
You know, I want to see it just to see what the show is. I love them both so much. And you know, they're old friends and they've done comedy together for years. They were on SNL. I'm curious. They don't do stand up, though. So I'm curious, like, what are they going to do? Sketches? Are they going to just talk to the audience? Are they going to take questions? I'm curious.
Even though they don't label themselves as stand-up comedians, they both do stand-up. I mean, to a certain right. degree. When you're just writing jokes, I feel. And they host together when they're up on stage doing the Grammys or the Oscars. They're so good.
They're so funny together. I honestly would love it if they were like, if it was like a sketch of a stand-up special. Do you know what I mean? If they were like, all right. So,
yes.
let's do this. Let's do this stand-up special, but they never actually like do stand-up. It's just like the whole talk. They can do anything is what I'm trying to
say.
They
can do anything.
And I'm so excited for them. Are they coming to a city near us? Can we go see them? Like, how fun would that be?
We could. The 4-city East Coast tour will start on April 28th in D.C. Shout out D.C. And then it's continuing to Chicago, Boston, Atlantic City.
Weird.
So D.C., Chicago, Boston, Atlantic City. Very unique cities to choose from. But they're hitting the Midwest. They're hitting Boston and D.C. and then Atlantic City. We should go.
Those aren't the Midwest. They're all
Atlantic
East
City.
East Coast. Wait, they're going to the Midwest after?
I'm saying Chicago. They're hitting the East Coast tour, but I feel like Chicago is the Midwest, and then they're doing Boston, D.C., Atlantic City. Right. We should hit up the Atlantic City one.
could you imagine?
Come on now. Jersey Shore, baby.
Let's go to the Jersey Shore. I'm excited for them. It makes sense they're going to Chicago because that's where they met and started doing comedy together. So, you know, bring it home, baby.
Was it UCB or was it?
No, it was Second City. It was Second there was City. No UCB. And Amy Poehler founded UCB. She's the founder of UCB in New York.
New York.
Yeah. Well, they had that's New York right. and that's LA, right. but yeah.
Yes, yes,
now,
yes, yes.
It's coming back in New York. They do have a theater in LA, but they don't have a New York space now. And I don't think she's a part of it anymore. So there was a lot of drama with that.
All righty then.
Not drama. To bring this all down. There was drama.
I know. But this is a full circle moment when I see people that have worked together for so many years and they get to do a project like that and they get to go back to the city. Yeah. It would truly be a dream for me to go back to DC and get to do even a talk at my old high school.
That's cute. Is it weird I don't feel like such a connection to Philadelphia? Like, I've done shows there and, like, you know, people will come and see me, but I'm like, whatever. I don't know. I don't feel like I need to perform in Philly. I think it'd be fun if I'm on a tour. Absolutely. I'm going to do a Philly show. But I don't feel that like home. Maybe it's just never been home. Maybe I just wasn't so connected to my home. And this is a way deeper conversation than I should be having.
Maybe I am still struggling with childhood. It's not that I feel connected to DC. I always knew it wasn't going to be the city for me. Just it's not entertainment. It's not really where I saw myself gaining traction in my career, but it's definitely that place where if I go home to my parents' house, I'm like, all right, this is home. This is, if people come to visit us, we want to show them DC. There's not much in DC. It's the monuments, but like, you're like, okay, we're gonna hit up these staples, and DC kind of just feels like that that homey vibe. But I feel like you kind of moved right out of college. Like, you moved right to New York
right away. The day after I graduated. Yeah. I never went home. My parents were like, there's no place for you anymore. My parents left our house. So I didn't have my house
anymore. They downsized.
Yeah. So they have an apartment. Mm-hmm. And so it was never like home. You know what I mean? Now it feels more like home. They've been in this place for a long time. And like, you know, I'm the favorite child. So like the bedroom that is there, that is my home. But, you know.
Obviously. Do you say you're the only child with confidence? You're like, I am the favorite child. Not only child, favorite child.
Yeah, because my siblings would agree. So I'm like, yeah, I'm the favorite child. And they're like, yeah, she is. Like, it's
ask my siblings.
Yeah. I'm the favorite of my mom's. My dad, I don't know that I'm the favorite. I think my sister might be my dad's favorite. My brother's a floater. I think we've decided on that.
As a family. You and Kylie Jenner can discuss this.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can we talk about Kris Jenner's Instagram? What you just discovered before? Andrea did like a deep dive. You were like investigative, you know. Harriet the spying on Chris's Instagram, because we were watching a video of Chris Jenner's. Shout out to Chris. You know, we're obsessed. But then I said, look at her profile, because it's all of the family companies listed. Mm-hmm. And you went even further, and you can explain this. It's in a specific order, you believe.
Well, it's so expecting of them. They've talked about it. It's been a long time. I feel topic that everybody likes to talk about, that Chris always has a favorite child, and it's whoever's making the most money. Mm-hmm. Kylie, obviously, with her Kylie Cosmetics, Kylie Skin, makes the most money. Interestingly enough, she's at the top. They're so branded, it's actually insane. Go to Kris Jenner's profile. It's not even saying that she's a momager. It's just at every single company that her children own. It goes Kylie to Skims to drink 818. To Poosh, I am number four. To Arthur George, to Good American, to Get Safely. So Chris is actually at the bottom with her Safely brand.
Right, well.
Chloe is under, you're really going to tell me Chloe's under Rob with Arthur George socks?
Oh, yeah, that was the sock company. Yeah, Good American, I feel like, is pretty popular. I would even put Good American before 818, TBH.
Thank you. I mean, I would put it below Poosh, but I would put it for sure under 818. This is crazy to me.
I just want to say I love all of my kids equally, okay? And an Instagram profile is not what I look at.
You're
when I'm
freaking liar.
My kids.
You are such a you're lying through your veneers. You are a liar, liar, pants on fire.
I love you so much. I'm so proud of you, sweetie. Okay, you're doing amazing. You have three beautiful, you've given me beautiful grandchildren. Okay,
yeah.
You've given me a
your
wonderful
first.
Life. But I yeah. just want to say, the order of the companies is actually based on their Instagram presence. And Kylie just
really?
Kills it with Instagram.
You wouldn't even know how to log into your Apple ID without us. You're insane. You're a liar.
That's
why above. No, Chrissy, I need to be above 818, like stat.
Okay, I will see if my assistant can handle that, but she's really busy today. We're going around town, you know? We got to go visit we got to go to Kylie. Actually, I'm sorry. We're going to Kylie Skin this afternoon.
I'm sure you are. Stop by my Poosh offices on the way.
I had a gummy this morning, I swear. And let me tell you, my vajayjay smells incredible. Corey was like so surprised on Valentine's Day. He thought, wow. And I said, let me pussy. What is it called? let me cat.
Let me purr. Thank
yes.
you.
Sorry.
I'm testing you.
Much better than pussy. I didn't mean to say that word.
Yeah, you have a dirty mind. It's Lemmy purr. Purr, purr, purr.
Thank you. You know, there's a reason I have 9 children, okay?
Yeah, there is. And you need to start wearing contraceptives, but you probably don't even know what that is, you sicko. How was your Valentine's Day, Chris?
You know, I may or may not have gotten engaged. And I'm going to leave it that way.
What? Do tell, you sneaky...
Everybody thinks so many different things, you know, but I love rings. I really do. And I wear rings on my ring finger, and I don't necessarily need to be married.
Yeah.
But I will say Corey got me a beautiful heart diamond, and because he knows the way to my heart. And I just, so I put it on my hand and I took a photo on my Instagram stories, and everyone thinks I'm engaged.
Yeah, we were all calling each other this morning. Like, did you see mom's story?
I'll never kiss and tell.
You're psycho. You're crazy. Go eat more gummies.
Let me secret.
Wait, is she? You showed me that. You posted that story of hers. And it's actually. Okay, wait. Hold on. I'm trying to see what hand it is. But honestly, with the phone,
left
it's kind of hard to tell.
She really kept it ambiguous.
No, it looks it's on her middle finger actually. But it, well, if that, wait a minute. If that is her pinky, okay, then it's this finger. You're right.
See?
It's a ring finger.
See? Come on. I've seen an engagement before. It could be.
She's hard launching. It just could be. It's sneaky. It's super sneaky.
I know, right? I kind of hope so. I wished you were here in LA to go to the Skims pop-up with me. That was such a hoot, by the way. That was such a wild time.
It was a hoot.
Tell me how it was a hoot. Well, you know, it was an hour and a half to 2 hour wait just to get into the pop-up. So it was like literally going to Disney World. I mean,
Anna,
the hold these this family has on our country is
our country.
Literally.
Right.
So we waited on the line. It was like a full snake line. Like you're waiting in security and you're not TSA pre, you know what I mean? It's like that
mm-hmm.
kind of line.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to get people in the line to interact with me. So I walked in as Chris, like I was Chris from the moment we got there. I didn't put a wig on in line or anything. You know, you kind
of
have
to. Of course not. You wore it there.
Yeah. When you're going undercover, I got ready in the car. You know what I mean? Blazer, wig,
oh, yeah.
glasses, ready to go. I walked in some people were like whispering because it was very, my wig is not a good wig. So it's like very obvious. And I did one, I was in line and these girls were not having it. Okay. These Gen Zers were just like, I mean, yeah, they were like, what the fuck? Because I was like, you girls look so cute. You want to be in my TikTok? You look amazing, sweetie. And they all like stared at me. And one girl ducked. And Jared's like, they don't want to be on camera. And I was like,
wait,
oh,
you said
no.
They're Gen Z?
Yeah, like these girls waiting in line to go to the Skims pop-up. Like the girls who are trying to shop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's two types of Gen Zs. Ones that want to be on camera and ones that are like too young and they're a little bit embarrassed of it. They're like, wait, what are you doing?
I think they were too cool for school. They were just all, and everyone was in the same outfit, like baggy sweats and their Nike, you know, Jordans or Dunk Lows, and they're fucking like crop top, but they're like huge, you know, like sweatshirts. It was so
hair
funny.
Hair slicked back.
So funny. And then finally, oh, and everyone working for the Skims pop-up was like a very hot model, so shout out to whoever cast it very well. Like the guy, I was like, he's so hot. I'm like standing in the line. Jared's like, oh great, she's sitting here like fucking
in your loving your Chris outfit.
Oh, he's cute
in my Chris. I know. I kept trying to make friends. People are not friendly in Los Angeles like they are in New York. I can do that in a line.
I'm telling you.
They're not. They're colder here. They're colder. I don't know what people say. Oh, New Yorkers are colder. No, New Yorkers will talk to you.
They'll say, get the hell out of my face. What are you doing? And
yeah.
And then we're friends.
You know, like I'll talk to anyone. Whatever. It was just so the line was not as successful as I wanted. And then we get into the space and all of the employees. Shout out to Gigi Woods is her name. She was like my girl helping me around the store, showing me shit. And like they were so cute and they knew our video. They were like, and you have a Courtney. I was like, yes. They
what?
Were like, we loved your Shut video. Up. Yeah, they knew our video. I felt honored because I was like, this is a direct connect to the fam.
This
you
is,
know,
this
you were hired. By the Skims Corporation to run this pop-up.
Now they know.
I mean, like, so I'm trying to spread, you know, I'm just every day we're getting closer and closer to meeting them. But it was very fun. It was very overwhelming because they were like, three items, no cash, must buy them right now. Like, no trying on. I was like, what? Like, help. And then the girl was like, come on now.
It feels like a Zara store. You weren't allowed to try on anything. You just have to size it out and buy it.
You're in like a little like, did you see it was like a pink box? You know what I mean? It's like a little pink box with all the stuff hanging. And then I come out and I bought some stuff. I actually bought a bodysuit and I bought a bra and underwear. The underwear doesn't even fit over one of my ass cheeks, but hey, I couldn't try it on. It's so small. It's so small. I'm like, oh my God, what do I... And it's not even the smallest size. Anyway, and then you get out and they had donuts, which were delish. They were Kim's favorite donuts. She likes donuttery.
Donuts.
Yeah. These like
donuttery.
Little baby donuts. I've seen her like talk about it on the show and I was like, it has to be donuttery. I'd say not as friendly, the girls working the donuts, because I tried to film over there. They weren't into it. But everyone else was so sweet and cute. And the video's out and it was so fun. But it was also insane of me to do, and we hadn't eaten, so I like literally housed these fucking donuts like beyond
starving.
I was
that
starving.
Sounds delish.
It was fun.
It's an interesting looking store though. The way they're just so modern. Kim's just very modern. I don't really
very
enjoy
modern.
The style. It looked like a bunch of pink puddles.
It was like that. Well, it's a pop-up, so I think it's gone after tomorrow. It's in the middle of the mall. It was like in the courtyard.
So in Century City.
Yeah, so it's not going to be there. I think they'll probably have a store there, but it's not that.
Uh-huh.
That was like literally where people like sit and eat their food or whatever. Like it was the middle of the mall. It was weird. But it was fun to see, and I thought maybe one of them will be there. I missed Kim. Maybe. She was there the day before.
Oh, but I feel like they're not going to be there when the general public is there. Would they? That's so...
I don't know. It's a mall. I don't know.
2010 of them.
Right? To like show up at the mall and everyone's like, that's Kim Kardashian. I'm going to fucking lose my shit.
I would lose my shit at the mall. Oh my God.
What is your ideal meeting with them? Like if you could meet Courtney tomorrow, what would your ideal like date be to meet her? Like, have you thought about this? Like if she DMs you right now and says, I want to meet you. I love your impression. What is it?
Our ideal meeting? I've honestly never really thought. My goal of doing impressions was never to meet the celebrity. It was to kind of do like a collaborative project with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly, now that I've seen them react to certain people that do impressions, like Benny Drama, I do feel like they're a little bit more open to it.
Yeah.
But I guess I would want to do like a fun game night. I think they're always doing these fun game nights at like Kim's house, and they're all just like, it just looks really fun. They're just drinking martinis and they're playing board games and they're just like being silly. I honestly wouldn't need to go anywhere special with them. I would just, I mean, if they want to take me on the private jet, sweetie, I'm there. I'll Kylie Air all day. But I feel that just a low key night where we're just like playing board games would be very,
and you'd make a video. You would do a video with her, Courtney versus Courtney, right? Like Courtney meets Courtney.
Oh my God. If she really wanted it, I feel like I would be so down.
Yeah.
I'd be so down. You and Chris is such a more bubbly, I mean, that's why I love doing Courtney's because it's deadpan, but Chris has such a more bubbly, like, she's always laughing at herself. So it's so much fun. I love it. Like, yeah. She just would be so easy to do a video and just like run off that energy. But it would be funny. I mean, Courtney versus Courtney is like, yeah.
So funny. Yeah. You'd crush. Yeah. You'd crush. I've thought about meeting Chris. I'm going to meet Chris. It's going to happen. We're going to go out to dinner in Beverly Hills, somewhere swanky. Ooh. You know what I mean? Or Malibu, ooh, you know, maybe like a little, yeah, Nobu Malibu moment. And we'll get martinis and we'll have a really, mm-hmm, good meal and we'll do a video. I mean, I'd love to also like go shopping with her. Is that crazy? Like, I'd love to go to like Hermes with Chris and just like.
Well, yeah, she for sure closes the store down and they're.
Yes.
Like, it's her own personal shopping experience. Oh, yeah.
And I'll go dressed as Chris and it'll be two Chris's take on the town. And we just like lock down Century City Mall and we go from store to store.
Yes.
And just shop. I'll pretend to be rich that day and just fully max out a credit card.
I'll be like, yeah. And you're going to go from Hermes to Gooch. Yeah.
Yeah. I could buy a belt, you know, maybe a belt I could afford.
A hanky.
She'll be like, are you poor? And I'm like, Chris, yes, put me on the payroll, honey.
Chris,
save me. Save me. I wanted to do this thing. You guys, we asked our listeners if you have any advice that you need and you need it from one of our impressions, maybe someone you never even heard of on the show. But we got a couple questions, right? I want people to interact with us. I think that's fun. I think we should do a better job. We're going to put it out more on our social media to ask for people's questions. But we did get a question, mm-hmm, from shout out to Christy, one of our listeners, and she had a question for Trey. Trey, are you here? Are you with us?
Hi guys. Hi.
Are you back? Have you recovered from the fact that you still that you were we brought up the Dancing with the Stars loss, or you're okay?
No, it's fine. I just had so much fun, but now like New Jersey Housewives is out, so like I'm doing that. I was just on Bravo the Clubhouse with Andy Cohen last night, so.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I forgot about it. Like
over,
so yeah, over,
out of mind,
yeah,
out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. So one of our listeners actually had a question for you, Trey. She asked, "How do I get my husband to bring back the romance?"
Louis is, well, actually, he always says I'm the more sexual one. Like I'm the one always asking, right? I'm like, no, babe, I'm not. I don't think that's me. But yeah, you gotta just know that, like. Set a time and just like whatever they like to do. Like Louis loves when I make chicken piccata, so I make the piccata and I'm just like getting sexy. I'm like, babe, you want to lay down? And then you just start like rubbing their ears, give them a head massage, start
chicken piccata and ear rubbing. Wow.
Yeah, no, like it's crazy. Chicken piccata is, what do you say, it's like a What's that? Like it turns you on. Like
aphrodisiac.
Aphrodisiac. Aphrodisiac. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's it. So
got it.
Piccata and then like some belly rubs. And then yeah. Right, and then it's Christy. Sexy time. Yeah.
So yeah, that's great advice. Christy, let us know if you make some chicken piccata and you rub your husband's ears. If that brings on the sex time.
Brings on the sexy time.
That was like excellent. That was excellent. Also very believable. I believe that is how they do it. I'm like now my brain is like, should I make chicken piccata? Like that's such a good dish. Like
such a good dish. Well, the thing with Teresa always said they were very sexual. Like they're always kissing, and I think they're still in that honeymoon phase, even though they already got married, but they're still it was like still recent.
Did you see Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin on Today Show? Did you see them this week when they were on Hoda and Jenna? Oh my God, I have to send you this clip. And they go, how do you keep the romance alive after all these years? And Lisa Rinna flat out says, well, we have nothing in common. And and then Harry Hamlin's like, it's true. And they're like, wait, what? And she and they both go, we don't like any of the same movies. We don't like any of the same TV shows. We don't read the same books. We don't have any of the same interests. She goes, I don't listen to music he listens to. We like our kids. And then they go, what? Well, what do you have in common? And she goes, we like sex. And we like our kids. It's so funny. God. But it also does make sense. And I thought, yeah, Jared and I don't have anything in common like that. But you're interested in each other's interests. Like she said that. She's like, I'm interested in the stuff he likes, but I am not interested in it.
Because for your right. So you're interested in what they're interested in, which I do get to a certain degree, but I feel like they have such an old school mentality of it. Like my parents have nothing in common politically. They have the religion together, but it's like they kind of the food, but in terms of like work, totally different. But yeah, they have their kids in common. That's what they say. They're like, well, we've been together for so long and we have our kids and that's about it.
Sex and kids. Yeah. I mean, my parents are very opposite too, but they do have stuff they like. They like stuff in common though. Like they'll watch stuff together. They like the news.
Yeah. Oh, good. We have TV in common. Good. Thank God. We can, if they can agree on a Netflix title, good. Good.
But Lisa Rinna was like, we don't eat the same food. I was like, what do they do for
just
dinner?
Listing every single thing that they don't have in common. Not really this, funny. Not this.
Yeah. I love it.
That's a,
Well, we didn't get other advice, but we got another question, right? From one of our listeners.
One question.
Martha.
From Martha, how did you two meet? And what were your first impressions of each other? Was it love at first impression? We kind of did cover how we met in the first episode, but we didn't do a first impression of each other, did we?
No, I don't think
so. Was it love at first impression?
I mean, so funny. Well, we didn't meet doing impressions. For those who haven't listened to episode one, go back, listen to episode one, okay?
I go,
this is your coach.
Don't give him homework.
But
there is the longer version of it.
We met, short version is we met doing a show for BuzzFeed that was super, super viral that we recorded at different times, but we were on the same show. And then in the pandemic, we kind of connected because we were doing impressions and stuff. And the show was still happening remotely on like Facebook and Instagram and stuff. So yeah, that was it. For me, it was love at first impression. For you, are you kidding me? I abandoned doing Courtney from 100 years ago because I saw yours and I was like, there's no one better. There's no greater Courtney out there than Andrea Lopez, and I will be friends with her because I love it. So
stop it. My first impression of Anna was she was always put together, always professional. This is back at BuzzFeed. And then when I saw you walk by, you always looked fashionable, put together, and just so fun. And so when you asked me to do your podcast, I said, yes. And then we pretty much kept in contact. And then we started going for drinks and talking shop and like DMing each other. And then I think the first impression I saw of you was Sarah Silverman. And I thought it was genius.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's one of my faves.
I might one of her. She's doing a Daily Show this week. I haven't put her out in a while, but I love her.
Oh, I saw you posted. Was that her from the Daily Show? The post that you shared? Okay.
Yeah.
She looks fantastic. She doesn't age. She always looks the same.
Yeah. She's awesome. I love her. I wanted to say my first impression of you as a person also, you're a very warm person. Andrea can walk into a room and I do feel like everyone wants to be friends with you. You're not cold at all. You know, you're supportive and warm. And I felt that like you were like, oh my God, hey. And I was like, you know, people are competitive in this industry. And I never got that vibe from you. And I feel like still to this day, we've been friends now for, I guess, like it's been like 3 years. which is so crazy.
Which is crazy.
But it's also not that long to be friends with someone. And it's hard to make friends as an adult, I always find.
Oh my God, not hard,
but it's different to make friends as an adult. But to this day, like, you have been there. I'll like DM her. I'll text you and be like, help, what do I do in this situation? Like, work stuff or whatever. And like, you've just been a very supportive, good friend. So that's why I was like, yeah, let's work together.
I'm keeping you in my corner. Felt the same way about you.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I can be overly, I've been working on that, is coming off, like, way too strong. Like, I'll pounce on somebody and be like, oh, my God, I know you from this and this and this. It's like, all right, take a breath and just tell them that you admire them and you think they're cool. You don't have to proclaim your love for them in the first 10 seconds of meeting. I've had to work on that because I've had people tell me, like, it's a little too strong. But
no. Whoever says it's a little too strong, I'm sorry, not a friend. I'd be like, no. Because there are a lot of fucking cold people out there, you know? Keep the world a warmer place. And you do. So there you go. Wait, I had one question because I read the question wrong. I love that this wasn't a question for our impressions. But someone, you guys, DM us. Give us some more impression advice. I love the advice that Teresa just gave today. So you got to give us some more. But I wanted to ask you, I forget, what was the first impression you ever did?
Ever?
Yeah.
It did not age well, but it was, my dad used to do impressions of the telemarketers that would call our house when I was 10 or 11.
Okay.
Yeah. And he would, do,
but like, but celebrity. Now, do you remember picking a celebrity that you were like, I need to do this, like I can do their voice or I can do their like things, demeanor?
I want to say it really was Courtney. I'm pretty sure she's been in all of my old clips I have of compilations.
When you did the video, that was so nice when you posted like it's been 10 years of Courtney. That was really cute when it was like you in college and like whatever. It was like so fun.
Mm-hmm. And the impression is terrible in the video. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, oh my God, it was so bad. I can't believe it.
I ask it because I had a very specific first impression that I put on my resume when I moved to New York, and it was people asked me to do it in auditions, and it was probably not a smart thing for me to do. It was super embarrassing, but I thought I was amazing at it. So I was like, absolutely. Stop. Yes. Do you want to
absolutely
even guess? Do you want to guess? Did I ever tell you this?
It's a well-known celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it age? Could you do it now?
Yeah, I could do it.
It's a character. Have we talked about them before?
I don't think so. It was straight up on my resume. So it was like college, special skills, impression of this person. And it haunted me. I was like, maybe I should take it off my resume. Because they asked me to do it all the time. Because it's so fucking random when a like little Jewish Anna walks into the room for an audition. I mean, not that we do that anymore. Everything's a freaking self-tape. But, you know.
Gilbert Gottfried.
No. Closer. It's, do you want me to tell you?
Larry David.
Dr. Evil.
He has like two lines.
From the moment I heard Frau, say I had a clone. No, I was really good. I thought I was so... Oh, number two, you look so healthy and youthful. I would walk in a room.
Okay, he has 19, he's more lines than I thought.
21-year-old Anna, and I'd be like, yeah, so I do an impression of Dr. Evil. They'd be like, what the fuck?
I'm sure that got you a lot of jobs.
Yeah. So a lot of jobs. All the jobs. 100 billion jobs. anyways, my first celebrity impression. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Dr. Evil. I feel Austin Powers would be a good move for us. Let's just dress up as Austin Powers and Dr. Evil and just like, see where it goes.
Okay. Okay, I'm into it. Scratch the Kardashians. We got a new duo coming in.
I prefer the most random characters anyways because I feel like everybody will be like, oh, this is random. I'll watch it.
You know but me. You know my brain goes to the most random. You know, and I'll be like, is this okay? And you'll be like, it's not relevant, but I love it. And I'm like, okay, but it's not relevant.
Put it out, Anna. Put it out.
All right, I will. Guys, that is our episode. I feel like we got to come to a close at some point. I love you all being here. This was so fun. I hope you had a fiery Valentine's Day, whatever that is.
Fiery. Oh, I know. Honestly, it's it is a good holiday. I've come around, and it has nothing to do with love or anything. It's just it's a good day to remember love and just like to shout out people. I did make some calls where I was like, hey, I haven't told you I loved you in a while, and I just want to let you know I love you.
Oh, that's nice. I came around too. I wore red underwear, and Jared's like, did you wear red underwear for Valentine's Ooh. Day? And I said, yeah. And then I passed out on the couch after dinner.
Hot. So hot. When is it appropriate to throw out old underwear? I have to ask. Because I'll keep it until it's literally shreds. I'm not one of those girls who replaces my underwears.
I don't know. They say it's shorter than I would think. But if it's shreds, throw it out. You know?
If it's in multiple different, like I have to put one part on and then the other and then like tie it together, it's time to throw it out.
That for sure. Yeah. If you can't get both legs in on one go around, I'd say, yeah, maybe buy a couple new pairs of underwear. That's what I got.
If Victoria's Secret still has their 5 for $25 deal, I'm doing it.
Probably. Why would that ever go away? Come on. Why would that ever go away?
That has to stay. Thank you guys. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll talk to you next week. Be a big wig.
This is your big wig signing out. Bye-bye.